This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to take a couple of minutes now for a series that we call My Economy, stories from listeners making a go of it in the economic day-to-day. Healthcare is on the minds of a lot of Americans right now, in Congress and out. So our dispatch today comes from just outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
My name is Margaret Enos, and I'd say that the economy feels really iffy. In 1994, we had a baby daughter. We found out when she was about 6 months old that she'd had a stroke, so that caused her to have cerebral palsy. We were two teachers working at a boarding school, living in the dorm and supervising kids in exchange for housing. I mean, the great thing and the hard thing about boarding school is you have to really love high school kids. And live with them 24/7, you know? And so we went from two people doing that to one person doing that. My full-time job got to be taking care of Megan, and you're giving up a job to do something that you're not getting paid for, but there's no alternative. In our case, there was a parents group, there was a social worker, there were people to explain stuff along the way when the kid was young. The thing that would make it easiest now is similar help going into the adult world, because now she's 22. People with disability are underemployed, but it's also true there are people with a disability who can't even be employed. And I'd hate to think that we're the kind of society that would think that those people don't deserve to have a quality of life.
Margaret Enos, we got her outside Philadelphia, as I said. Do us a favor and write in with the story of your economy. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.